What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hello! From the studio in Nitro, West Virginia, this is Unreasonable Doubt. It's a podcast about West Virginia University basketball. I'm Josh Witt, and I'm not sad. Yes, West Virginia lost. They lost their first game of the season. For 34 minutes, things were looking pretty good, right? But games don't last 34 minutes. They last 40. The last 6 minutes did happen. West Virginia West Virginia loses to Clemson 70-67. And 34 minutes in, West Virginia was up 8, 61-53. They were up 7 at the half. So actually outscoring Clemson in the second half with 6 minutes to go. And then it went different. And I didn't think it was going to go different based on the Pittsburgh game. Where West Virginia, you remember West Virginia really took it to Pittsburgh? UCF also put it on Pittsburgh. It doesn't matter. That happened, and West Virginia did the Anaconda thing. They choked them out. Second half. And I thought, up 8, this is a great time to do the Anaconda thing. Was looking for that. But Clemson was too strong. They made a layup. Then they got a steal near half court. Converted the layup on the other end. Timeout. It goes from 8-4, and we're in the danger zone. And we get to the last TV timeout. Lorian is sitting with 4 fouls, and Clemson went high pick and roll over and over and over and over again, and it was all deadly. 8 straight points. West Virginia is now down. And with all that, Jasper Floyd has an open corner 3 down too late, and he airballs it. That happens. Chance Moore gets a rebound off a missed free throw with WVU down 3 in the last seconds. And Coach Hodge said in the postgame, that was on him, should have called a timeout, did not call a timeout. Laurent wide open, wanting the ball on the breakout. Doesn't understand why he's wide open, streaking to the basket, gets the ball, and he does not look to kick out for a chance to tie the game. He dunks it. Then it washes over him. Then the timeout comes, but it's too late. Game over. And it's because, yeah, it was those last 6 minutes, but also, you know, Clemson played better defense than WVU, especially in the second half. And Clemson's front court, they have giants. They have multiple 6'10 guys out there. But they were just better. Substantially better. DJ Thomas, back to earth against better competition. He's a freshman. He's allowed to do that. Hurt us tonight. Obioha did not make a basket. So another goose egg in a game that counts. Thomas, Obioha, Brennan Laurent shot 1-for-14, and the only made shot, you didn't want him taking the shot. The only shot made, he was wide open, and Clemson absolutely wanted that. And so 6 games into the season, West Virginia's 2 closest games were against the Camels of Campbell and the Clemson Tigers. And in both of those games, the opponent had stretches where they were more physical than WVU, and WVU did not have an answer defensively. And both of those issues happened in second halves. I mean, there's more bad. I am not sad. There is more bad from this game. Clemson starting for WVU. Clemson starting guards had zero turnovers. Jasper Floyd, who it wasn't his worst game, but he had four turnovers. Huff had that tough turnover late. No assists from either one of those guys. It was West Virginia's lowest scoring output of the season and the game they gave up the most points. So both of those happen, and yet Jasper Floyd makes that three from the corner, and West Virginia can win this game. And for however many seasons in a row, WVU will not go undefeated. But just like the last time they were in the Charleston Classic, they lose the first game and will play in the third place game coming up on Sunday. So that's the bad. But let's get the bad out of the way. And those things are bad. And if your defense is going to struggle, you've got to be able to make up for it offensively. And West Virginia couldn't do that in the last few minutes. Credit to Clemson's defense. That's it. That's the bad. Let's talk about good. The good is this team is fun to watch, right? And they're even more fun to watch when Chance Moore is playing. He is an ingredient to this team that is fun. And this is his first game as a Mountaineer. And in his first game, he scored 16, including that awesome steal on the inbounds and half-court bank shot three to finish the first half. And, you know, I'm thinking it's Anaconda time with West Virginia up eight with 6 minutes left. And I'm watching that sequence happen. Chance Moore only is able to do that because Clemson's coach calls a timeout to set up a play. And in setting up that play, he got the opposite of all the scenarios that could have happened. The worst thing happened. And it made me think back to the last time West Virginia played Clemson in the Charleston Classic. And coming out of a timeout, Brownell had six guys on the court, got a technical foul. West Virginia won that game. So the signs were there for a West Virginia win, and Brownell gets the last laugh tonight. But that is technically bad, me talking about Clemson winning again. But Chance Moore was great to watch. He decides he's going to the rim and he goes to the rim. And most of the time, that's a really good thing. He can finish. He got a couple of shots blocked, but just him saying, I'm getting to the rim, that happens when he decides to do that. And that's fun to watch. And he had five rebounds and he had a couple of blocks. And I enjoyed a lot of what I seen from Chance Moore. And in that, how is it going to affect guys' minutes? It definitely affected Eagle Staff's minutes. Eagle Staff did start. Had signs of being aggressive in this game, just couldn't get shots to fall. I liked what I saw from Eagle Staff. Again, similar to the second game of the season where he was, you could just, the body language was better. But the results, he still was 2-for-9. And so he started, but Chance Moore took some Eagle Staff minutes. He took some DJ Thomas minutes because Chance Moore was also playing minutes at the four tonight. Fun. Very seamless transition to add Chance Moore to a nine-guy rotation. Enjoyed all of that. Honor Huff is fun. I'll say it every podcast. If let's say you're going to think I'm going to say something different about Honor Huff. Are you listening and thinking I'm going to say he's not fun to watch? You're sadly mistaken. He is fun to watch. And he's making contested shots, tough shots. That layup, that ridiculous shot near the end where he absolutely got fouled but made it. He is electric. 5 of 6, scored 17 points. Would I like him to have a chance to shoot the ball in a tight game in the last 4 minutes? I would. I know that's difficult, and he is getting draped on. He is being face guarded. I know, easier said than done. But if you ask me if I wanted the ball in Huff's hands with a chance for him to shoot in a one possession game, I would try to figure out how to do that. And that's not a reflection on the coaches. It's just that's something, if you ask me, that's what I'd say. Yeah, I want him to shoot the ball on a night where he's only missed one time. Amir Jenkins is fun. Right, gang? No turnovers from Jenkins. He is aggressive driving to the rim. He made some tough shots in the paint tonight. He had 4 assists, I believe. Grabbed a few rebounds. Fearless. Freshman. Fearless. Keeps getting more comfortable. A lot to like from Jenkins in this game. And a lot to like from the game period, from the Mountaineers. Again, it's one of those, it unraveled. Should they have won this game? Absolutely. Should you win a game when you're up double digits with under 10 minutes? Yes, you should do that. And you're going to see the win probability charts, and it is the what you don't want, where you've got over a 90% chance to win and then you lose it. You don't want it. But there was a lot to like from this game.
The holidays are almost here, and if you still have names on your list, don't panic. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. I'm looking at my computer at Uncommon Goods. You type in West Virginia University. They got cool stuff, WVU themed. I've got the can-shaped glasses. They're my favorite glasses to drink out of. They've got a College Town wall sculpture, a stadium lights end table, super cool stuff, unique, one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/musket. That's uncommongoods.com/musket for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
I always feel the pressure to find the perfect gift for my relatives. In this case, whether you're sending an unforgettable gift or treating yourself to everyday perfection, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. For me, I'm not just into steaks. I like all types of meat. That's why I'll usually get the Winter's Bestseller Pack. It comes with juicy fillets, chicken breast, pork chops, and even burgers. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. A family-owned company with over 100 years of experience in the meat industry. Save big on unforgettable gifts with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide and earn an extra 20% off select favorites during their cyber sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code YUM at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. Go to omahasteaks.com to get 50% off site-wide plus an extra 20% off select favorites and more limited-time deals during their cyber sale. And use promo code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
Drinking and driving is a decision that will change your whole world. Things will never be the same once you get a DUI, because legal fees and time in court are just the beginning. Getting into a crash is another way your world could be irreversibly changed after drinking and driving. Your vehicle may not be the only thing that gets damaged in that crash. You could face a life-altering injury or even death. But you're not the only one who could face those consequences. Your decision to drink and drive could permanently change someone else's world, whether you injure them or leave their loved ones grieving. The next time you're out drinking, call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or a designated sober driver. Always plan for a safe ride home. The only decision that'll change your world for the better is the decision to call for a sober ride. It's never worth it to drive drunk. Don't risk it. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
And even though Clemson had better defense in the second half than West Virginia, West Virginia's defense had its moments. It's just Clemson had an answer. When West Virginia trying to extend a big lead, they couldn't do it. Clemson made a big play, especially on defense, got stops. West Virginia wasn't able to do that. And I think a good contribution to Clemson's energy was the full backing from the ESPN color commentator. That guy, you know, could he have been more in the bag for Clemson? No, I would argue it was a bravo performance. If you're a Clemson basketball fan, you would listen to him and say, this guy should be on our radio team. I don't think the guy graduated from Clemson. He knew like the old school big guys from Clemson. He knew a lot. And he was very, very supportive of the Clemson Tigers. I mean, I am a WVU fan. If you're listening to this, you're more than likely a WVU fan. And there is an axe to grind for WVU fans watching specifically ESPN broadcasts of the broadcast team being on the opposite side of a successful West Virginia performance. And I don't need it to be down the middle. I really don't. But if you're going to be full-blown Clemson supporter for ESPN, I just need to see some signs because it's a visual medium. I just want to see you in purple and orange. I want the commercial break to be over and cut to the color commentator with the Clemson Tiger mascot head on. It doesn't bother me that the guy was rooting for Clemson. I just need it to be consistent. Give me signs. Don't have a facade that it's not, that there's not a rooting interest. As a WVU fan, it was so egregious and over the top tonight. And I'm good with that. Just be consistent. Give me some signs visually that goes in line with how you're calling the game. So let me be clear, not sad about a loss in November. Can't say I'm not disappointed in the result given how it went down, but this team is fun and this result doesn't change that. Do you want a quick Big 12 update? What's going on across the conference in basketball? It's still a gauntlet. Houston's undefeated. They went to Birmingham and beat Auburn in a close game. Arizona is out here racking up impressive wins. They're 5-0. They beat the national champs, Florida. They beat UCLA. They went to Connecticut and beat them. Yeah, apparently Connecticut was missing a couple of guys. Still went in the stores and beat Connecticut. BYU's only loss is to Connecticut by 2 in Boston. They just beat a really good Wisconsin team by 28. Oklahoma State in Steve Lutz's second year, they're running and gunning. They're 5-0. They've already had a game where they've scored over 100 points. Kansas State, middle of the pack, Kansas State and UCF, they're both shooting over 46% from three. Like, they're making almost half of their three-point shots. I mean, it's just look around. The only good thing about the schedule and what takes place in the Big 12 Conference is you have two less of those games. Instead of another game versus Houston, or another game versus Kansas, you get a Mississippi Valley State and a Mercyhurst. And there's still more tests coming in the non-conference schedule. But that's the only thing. And we'll get to the Big 12 schedule when we get there. But there's freshmen running around who are really good at basketball. BYU's got one. Arizona's got one. Houston's got one. I'm sure others do. Kansas has one. Did I say Kansas? The gauntlet stays the gauntlet. That's your Big 12 update.
Unreasonable Doubt is under the Smoking Musket umbrella. Go to smokingmusket.com. Read posts about WVU sports, daily throwdown. Check that out. Go to the Discord. We're talking about WVU sports and other stuff on the Smoking Musket Discord. Link for that is in the show notes. Listen to West by Pod, the WVU football podcast under the Smoking Musket umbrella. Do all that stuff. Smoking Musket.
The next game for WVU is to be determined. They're going to play the loser of Georgia and Xavier, who's playing as I'm recording this. That game will happen around 3:30-ish on Sunday, ESPN proper. I don't think they're going to change the network again. It'll be on ESPN, third place game, Charleston Classic. Now, Georgia is favored in tonight's matchup. Georgia is up on Xavier as I'm recording this. I want Xavier. I want WVU to play Xavier. Yes, there's a history with Georgia's coach who used to coach at Florida and had our number, old Mike White. Xavier is one of those schools, just like last year, playing Gonzaga and exercising demons and winning that game. I'd like that to happen with Xavier because Xavier, like Gonzaga, a team that I only have bad memories of. And I'll give them to you. Chronological order. 2008, the Sweet 16 loss. Overtime. Joe Alexander, who was in his Superman phase, soon-to-be NBA lottery pick era, gets an and-one late, goes to the line, and goes from Superman to Clark Kent. That could have given West Virginia a lead with 10 seconds left. That didn't happen. Xavier goes on to win in overtime. 15 years later, West Virginia loses to Xavier in the Big 12 Big East battle. Do I remember a ton about that game? I remember a guy wearing number zero being really good and cooking us. Do I think about that game nearly as much as that 2008 Sweet 16 game? I do not. But that is a bad memory. And then the third and probably worst memory of Xavier didn't happen on a basketball court. It happened. It's the first domino of where we go from Bob Huggins, Hall of Fame coach, riding into the sunset, maybe getting long in the tooth, but got a nice transfer portal squad looking to rebuild and go for it. The first domino was his radio appearance where he said words that are bad in reference to Xavier fans on a Cincinnati radio show. And that domino, there's been plenty of dominoes since, but the domino trail from that appearance referencing Xavier fans leads to four coaches in four seasons. So that's, Xavier. So would it be nice for West Virginia to play Xavier and beat them? It sure would. Now, does me talking about this and wanting Xavier, does that guarantee that Xavier has a comeback tonight and beats Georgia? It doesn't, I don't think, but we'll find out. That's it for this episode of Unreasonable Doubt. Listen on all the platforms or just pick one. Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, Overcast Podcasts, Pocket Cast Podcast, YouTube. Until next time, I'm Josh Witt. WVU for the 2025-2026 season. They have 5 wins and they have 1 loss.